and Raven Show. With you everywhere you go. The Anna and Raven Show podcast. Star 99.9. Today's best mix.
We want to hear from you. 1-800-330-9999. Is it weird to hang pictures of yourself all over your home? Star 99.9, today's best mix at Santa and Raven. Raven, what do you think about this before I tell you why I bring it up?
Well, I think it's a valid question because I think if you go and you visit other people's houses, you will see all sorts of different stuff. So there's some people that have, like, no photos. They have, like, artwork all over the place, and there might be, you know, a few photos, like, placed strategically at different places or whatever. There's other ones where people have, you know, everybody in their family, especially people with large families, maybe. And it's like, well, where are you in all of this life? I'm a believer that, you know, your house is your spot. So you should have things that remind yourself of how cool you are and stuff that you've done and fun adventures that you've had and different, you know, things that you've done in your life. Plus, you know, if you hate your family, that's a great excuse to just ignore them, too.
I went into my friend's house and she's single. She's divorced. And right. No kids or anything.
Okay.
And I walked around and she had portraits of herself everywhere. Not like, but like a solid 5 or 6.
Wow.
And big ones. Like good size ones.
Kind of a big investment. So, I mean, you say portrait. These aren't just, you know, random photos of her like on a beach or something like that. These are portraits.
These are, well, not that. They're big pictures. They're like blown up.
So okay.
They're like pictures, but they're just of herself.
Right.
Then I went to her bedroom.
Yeah.
And I was like, what is this? And she's got the boudoir pictures.
Nice.
Of herself.
Right.
And I'm like,
sexy photos in the bedroom make sense to me.
Of yourself?
Right? Well,
of yourself?
Listen, she's single, right? She's divorced. Anybody that makes it in there, I mean, this is just kind of the precursor to what's coming on, right?
I mean,
if you've made it that far, sir, congratulations, because now you're getting a glimpse of what's coming. And maybe, let's face it, you know, like photos like that, there's going to be a little bit of retouching. As beautiful as your friend may be, I don't know her. I don't want to insult anybody this morning,
yeah.
But there's going to be a little bit of retouching. And maybe she's not going to be a 10 that night that the gentleman makes it there. Maybe she's a 7 that night, all right?
Listen.
But he's seeing a 10.
I don't.
And then the lights are down low. Thank you, Max. Coming up, next star acoustic performer.
Okay, so this is what I don't understand, is that why would you do that? Like, why would you have pictures of yourself? Like, I would think you would put pictures of you and your friends, you and your family, you know, maybe your dog. I don't know.
I
think it's strange when people put pictures of just themselves up in their homes.
Well, I'm going to say this. Where have you friends been for her, all right? What have you done for her lately? She's divorced and living alone.
I've been on her Facebook page. She has plenty of pictures of us. There's no reason why she has pictures. I mean, if you want to see yourself in a bra, look down when you get dressed in the morning. I don't get it.
Good for you, girl.
1-800-330-9999. But do you think it's odd when people have pictures of themselves all over the house and kind of nobody else? Give us a call now. We want to hear from you. Went over my girlfriend's house, and she's divorced. She's been divorced a couple years now.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess I've never really paid attention, but I was sitting in her living room, and I started looking around, and I realized all the pictures hanging in her home were of herself. Nobody else, just herself. And then I went into her bedroom, and she had boudoir pictures of herself.
Nice.
Hanging in the bedroom.
Nice.
And I told her, I'm like, it's weird. It's super weird that you have
pictures?
That. But it was
nice.
Odd. And the question I have is it strange to have pictures of just yourself hanging on your walls in your own home?
Well, you know what? Some people don't even like their families.
1-800-330-9999. Santa and Raven, what do you think?
It's totally strange.
See? I told you.
I mean, what are you supposed to do? You're supposed to have photos of, like, what, all your nieces and nephews. Like, I'm sure you love them, but, I mean, seriously, every school year, let it go. Let it go.
It's weird.
I agree. What's normally hanging on your walls?
My kids, my family, my friends.
Well, when they're your own kids, that makes sense. But I hope you're in some of these photos, right? It's not just like mom's always taking it.
Some of them, but none of yourself alone.
Right. Here. That's what I agree.
What do you mean you don't have any naked photos of you alone hanging on your walls?
All right.
I mean, seriously.
Thanks for the call. We appreciate it. 1-800-330-9999. Do you think it's odd to have pictures of yourself, just yourself, hanging in your house? Martina says they have the funds to do it. She'd like to hire a nanny 30 hours a week so she could have a little bit of free time. They have 3 young children. Her husband says he's not on board. He doesn't want a stranger raising the kids, even if it's for 30 hours a week. She's basically asking for some me time.
Well, listen, me time, I think, is definitely important. I don't think anybody's going to say no on that. But he does make a point of saying that, you know what, you're not going to take any of this extra time that you're going to gather to help us as a family unit. You're just going to go out and enjoy yourself. He says, you know what, I need a break too, but there's nobody coming to help me.
1-800-330-9999. Santa and Raven, whose side are you on this morning?
I'm on the husband's side because, you know, so I'm a mom too, but I also have a daughter-in-law who has a set of twins that are 7 months old and a four-year-old granddaughter. She's stay-at-home mom. She takes care of her children every single day. You know, when she goes to the gym before ours and goes to work or after he goes to work. So she's going out and getting her nails done and being all fancy pants. I do not agree with that. She wants to get a job as a tribute, then I can understand that. But her kids are 5, 10, and 3. She's technically only got one kid home all day. The other two should be in school.
I mean, that's true. Got a kindergartner and, right, like a fourth grader there. She said she is not into Miss Fancy Pants.
I mean, I get it. Raising kids is extremely difficult, I'm sure. And it's hard to imagine for somebody like me having to deal with 3 young kids. But I mean, that's kind of the job you signed up for. When you had one, you knew what the other two were going to be like.
Yeah, the flip side to that is if they can afford to have the help and that she could have a little bit of time off from it. Maybe
30 hours, though? 30 hours a week. 30 hours a week, she better be doing the laundry, washing the cars, changing the oil.
She's going to be very toned, that's for sure. Extremely toned. There's so many bar classes and yoga classes in her future. 1-800-330-9999. Whose side are you on? Tahan of Westport Couples Court on Star. Martina would like to hire a nanny 30 hours a week to help her with her 3-year-old, 5-year-old, 10-year-old. No, she doesn't work. She just wants a little bit of me time.
Right.
They can afford it. But her husband is not on board with just having basically a quote-unquote stranger raise the kids while she goes out to just kind of have her own me time.
I think that is a very serious thing. You're talking about somebody else spending 30 hours a week with your children doing all these little daily things. And yeah, they're tedious, but this is how you raise your children. They're going to remember that.
It's a Honda of Westport Couples Court on Star 99.9. Whose side are you on this morning? 1-800-330-9999. Hey, it's Anna and Raven.
Hey, good morning. I'm on the husband's side on this one. A couple of them were school age, no?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So wouldn't they be in school all day? What is she complaining about?
Right.
Right.
3-year-olds are very difficult when you're getting a manicure.
I mean,
just saying.
You know, get a maid, right? Get a maid to clean the house maybe once a week or whatever. Go to the gym, drop the kid off at the daycare at the gym, and get your workout, and then go home.
Exactly. You took the words right out of my mouth.
Anna and Raven, whose side are you on?
I am on the husband's side because she has 2 kids that are a little more self-sufficient and 1 child that's a 3-year-old. Now, I understand he requires a little more attention, but, I mean, doesn't everybody want to have the luxury of getting their nails done and pampering themselves?
Yes.
Right. But,
I wonder if everybody is voting with the husband because we all are a little bit jealous that she has that option.
Right.
You know?
I mean, but the thing is it doesn't sound like it's as much of an option as she makes it sound to be. Like, the husband sounds more concerned, and I doubt it's just about the kids being there. I think that he's like, listen, if you're going to take all this time off, you better do something than just spend the money by hiring somebody else to do what it is you're supposed to do.
Of course, something more productive. And she also has to consider the fact that her children potentially might want to go to college someday.
Right,
there's that. Right. Anna and Raven, whose side are you on?
I'm on the husband's side, but I support the wife, meaning 15 hours, call the person, a housekeeper, cook, and you be the person taking care of your kids. And when this person does, you know, if you want more of a break from your kids, schedule like you're going to the museum with this person, or you're going to the park with this person, or you're on a play date. But 30 is way too much. I had 3 under 3, and, you know, she does need to be the primary caretaker of those kids. But let somebody else clean and cook and stuff like that.
Did you say you had 3 under 3?
I had 3 under 3.
God bless you.
And I had a helper.
God bless you.
I called her a housekeeper and cook, and that was awesome. And she was my extra set of hands if I needed it.
Anna and Raven, whose side are you on?
I am 100% on the husband's side. I am a mother of 3 myself. And although we all deserve a little me time now and then, it is ridiculous to need 30 hours per week worth of me time when that time should be spent with her children.
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
Randall, our audience agreed with you. Martina, you knew from day one that Randall wasn't on board with having an outsider in to care for your children. And people felt like it's not like it was a dire need. It was more of a
luxury.
You know, yeah.
I mean, you could argue for less hours. That might be a good place to start.
Yeah, I'm going to try to renegotiate this deal.
Next time, come in low.
Right.
Yeah, right.
Randall, I assume you're happy with this?
Yeah, I knew they would agree with me.
Okay, calm down. Don't gloat. Don't gloat.
Right. That's not going to work for you.
Well, guys, thanks so much for joining us. If anybody else has an issue, send us an email to couplescore@star999.com.